T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Pink was a part of our Carson and Kennedy talk with famous people. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. Kennedy and I had a chance to speak with her on Friday. It kept getting moved around, the interview time. Like, we're supposed to do it this time, and then Kennedy and I are both in traffic, and it got moved to this time, but it finally did happen.
Yay!
We talked to her on the phone. She's got a concert documentary coming out on Friday. She shared with us how she put her daughter to work on tour for the first time ever. And then there was a bet that happened behind the scenes here on the show that I found out I lost. Here is Pink.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you. Welcome back to Boston.
Thank you. I wish I was in Boston for real.
It's good to have you here. We appreciate you taking a few minutes today. Let's just get right to the business. I want to talk about All I Know So Far. So my wife and I have been together about 15 years. We have a 10-year-old son. And the first time I heard this song, these lyrics, they hit me in a place, Pink. They hit me in a place.
They punched you in the feels. I had this documentary, and I knew that I would need a song. And if the documentary is the story of my life, then I'm going to need a song that basically sums me up in 3.5 minutes. No problem. So I just thought, you know, my whole world is my kids. So I just thought, what do I tell her if it's the last thing I get to say? That's all I know so far.
Well, I would love to talk to you about the documentary. I watched the trailer. It looks amazing. You know, the mix of watching the concert footage and then watching your kids backstage. And my question is, so that was in 2018, and obviously the world has changed so much, you know, now with masks and social distancing and COVID and all. Was it weird when you went back to edit and be a part of that process to see like crowds of people and none of that?
Oh my gosh. It's such a strange thing, isn't it? I mean, it feels like 10 years ago instead of 2. I miss it so much. It makes me feel so good. I can't wait. We're going to screen it for my band and dancers on Monday, and I can't wait for them to see it. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of tears, but it just feels so good. And same with the live album, right? I miss live music so much. I miss being in a crowd. I miss sweating with strangers, and it just feels good to hear it again. It feels good.
The documentary comes out on Friday, May 21st on Amazon Prime. And watching the trailer, it almost felt like it was watching like a family portrait come to life because your kids were such a part of it. Did you feel that when you were watching it?
I always joke and say, you know, you tell these stories about how your childhood was. And for everybody, it's like, well, you know, my mom, she didn't feed me ever, and maybe she locked me in a closet that one time, and then I'm like, God, what are the stories that my kids are going to tell about me? So let's do this movie so then I can have proof that I didn't lock them in a closet, and that I did love them, and that I did rearrange every cell in my body to make them happy.
So what was it like, though, touring with the whole family? Does that change the dynamic of what it's like to be on tour? Was it hard? How did you, like, with conflict?
Yeah.
How did it work for you?
I'm very, very lucky that I get to do that. You know, I've always wanted to run away and join the circus, and now we're circus family. And the people that I surround myself with are amazing people. And so my kids get to know all of them. There's so much about it that is one of a kind and unique and magical. But it's also impossible. I mean, it's impossible for any working mom, let alone one that happens to be headlining stadiums and traveling to a new country every day. while dealing with the colds and the earaches and the just the human part of it and the guilt and the stress and just all of it. So it is pretty impossible.
Yeah, I imagine you come off stage and you've just, I saw this tour and, you know, you're flying across on these high wire things that were just incredible. And so you're like this amazing rock star moment. And then you go backstage and, you know, your daughter's like, I have an earache or whatever. And it's like immediately right back to being grounded, right?
Absolutely. But I like it that way. I like it that way. But my daughter, what was cool for her is she had a job on the road this last time. She worked in the dancers' quick change, the girl dancer. So she was under the stage the entire time running back and forth, helping people with their costumes or their fox heads or whatever was happening at the time. And just adorable watching her walk into the accounting office and get her little paycheck. And that part was really fun. But yes, you come off stage and you're like, thank you, Sydney. And then, Mom, where's my iPad? God, can I get a minute?
The documentary is coming out on Friday through Amazon Prime, but also this year, this summer will mark the 20th anniversary of you recording Misunderstood.
And, oh God.
And so I'm just kind of curious, could you take a minute to think back those days you're in the studio, Linda Perry, and you're recording this sophomore album?
I mean, that can't be true. That can't be 20 years. That can't be true. Oh my God. I was a wild, you know what? I got it all in though. I did it all. I was wild. So I really don't miss those days at all. I like my life a lot better now. I was wild, but I was also very, very lonely. And still really trying to figure out who I was and what I was about and what kind of life I wanted and what did success mean. And, you know, am I going to have a good relationship with my mom? So many questions when you're that age. And yeah, you feel so old when you're 20. At least I did. I was ancient by then. I've been on my own since I was 15. So, but I like my life so much better now. My life is so full of love now. I mean, I made some good decisions.
I want to ask you, the last time you were in Boston, you came to the station. I bet a lot of money on you that day, Pink. I bet two whole dollars against the rest of the show that you would have pink hair when you showed up at the radio station.
Oh.
And I saved that $2.
You put me on a bond day.
I have that $2. I have the photograph of us holding the $2. And I doubled down today with the rest of the show. I bet my $2 that says that you have pink hair again today.
Oh, you missed it by a week.
Oh!
Missed it by a week. I'm blonde again.
Womp womp. Hand it over, buddy.
Sorry, friend.
Damn it.
You should have bet on Willow. She's got green hair right now. So you just bet on the wrong person.
We really appreciate you taking a few minutes. We cannot wait until you get back to Boston and do a show.
Thank you. Me neither.
And just, you know,
together.
Yeah. Yeah. We miss live shows as much as you miss doing them. And, you know, we can't wait to see what you have next. And then obviously with the documentary coming out on Friday, we can't wait to see that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
There goes Pink.
Guys, she's just so cool.
I know, right?
I just want to sit and hang out with her. I want to talk to her about 17,000 different things.
You're right.
And I just think she's so down to earth. Like, mm-hmm. she's only gotten better, but she's still so humble, mm-hmm. so cool, so raw, so real. And how do you do that when you are Pink?
Mm-hmm.
You're Pink.
You have kids that don't care, and they say, my ear hurts, where's my iPhone?
All right, if you want to catch the interview again, we'll put it up online. You can go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.